To leave the building, you have to pass two pictures, a smiling young boy and a white-haired man. Sophomore Josh Palacios and principal Ron Edwards were killed in the Bethel school shooting 21 years ago. Walking by, the students held handmade signs and wore orange ribbons as they made their way out into the snow. Bethel Regional High School isn't a place where a shooting could happen. It's a place where people hope it doesn't happen again.
Kids do not need to go to school in fear of their lives. Teachers don't need to be holding weapons, and everyone deserves to be safe and educated.
Bethel senior Kelly O'Brien organized the walkout. Class president Tierney McCormick stood by her side and addressed the approximately 100 students who walked out with them.
This is also our first step. Unless we continue to push for change, nothing's gonna happen. So it's really up to you to make sure that we keep pushing.
When I seen that on the news, what happened in Florida, it brought up Bethel, what happened here in Bethel to me. It all came back.
Garrett Lieb was working at the Bethel School during the 1997 Bethel shooting, and he hid kids who were running for their lives in a warehouse beside the building. Now his daughter goes to school there, and he wants semi-automatic rifles banned.
Those are killing machines. Those ain't, you know, we got guns to get our moose and our caribou and stuff like that, but nobody needs guns like that out anywhere.
Renee Athanas was also working at the Bethel School in 1997. She urged students to write letters demanding gun reform and handed out the addresses and phone numbers of Alaska's congressional delegation.
They might not think you can vote now, but you will vote one day.
So let's all have a moment of silence for not only the Parkland shooting victims, but the shooting victims from our school and all the other shooting victims across the U.S.
At the Bethel Regional High School, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.